Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Wiki Curiosity Media, its affiliates, or its parent company, Angel's Hand. Wiki Curiosity Media, changing the view of the world around you.
Coming to you live from the Wiki Curiosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
To another exciting episode of Movie of the Week. I am your host, Dan. Joining me in the studio tonight is the lovely Miss Angel.
Hello.
We have Austin.
Hello.
We have Miss Ann.
Hello.
And we have Mr. Ulysses.
He doesn't speak much at all.
But he's here.
And you can join us too.
He's literally here with us in spirit.
he's all bone. Anyway, and you can join us. All you got to do is call in 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735. That brings you into the studio with us, and you can talk to us. Also, head on over to the Facebook page, Behind the Screen Radio Show. Give it a like, share, and follow. Be kept up to date on everything going on in Behind the Screen world. Also, head on over to Wiki Curiosity Media's Facebook page. Give them a like, share, and follow. Kept up to date on everything going on in their world. From the Facebook page, you can access the website, www.wickedcuriosity.wixsite.com/WCMedia. Website needs a massive update, but we're working on that. However, from the website, you can access every show that's been on every Wiki Curiosity station, whether it's the radio network or the media, Wiki Curiosity Media. All of our shows are on there from the very, very beginning of Behind the Screen Radio Show back in 2018.
Yeah.
You can also access, you can also check out the blogs, which haven't been updated in a few months. You can also check out, you know, just random pictures of us and information about the shows and all that good stuff. You can also access our YouTube channel, Wiki Curiosity Media. You just got to go check it out. That needs to be updated as well. What else?
We are here?
Yeah. You can find us on blogtalkradio.com/wickedcuriosity. You can find us on iTunes. You can also find us on CastBox. All you gotta do is look up Wicked Curiosity Media on any of those, and it'll bring up all of the shows from Wicked Curiosity Media.
Which is pretty cool, and I see that people actually do utilize CastBox, and that's pretty cool to know.
Yeah. So, what else? What am I missing?
I don't think you're missing anything. I think you're right on it, sir.
I think that's the quickest intro I've ever done. All right, so it is Sunday night. Of course, we've got football going on.
We do. So if you hear yelling in, like, muffled background noise, it's
or
just
into
the
mic.
It's just the Godfather.
So, because I am definitely keeping up with my my fantasy. So far, I'm not doing too horrible, but I could be doing better. A couple of my guys that played well last week that I brought in are playing like shit.
I'm very sorry.
I don't
I know, nobody cares. All right.
How was your week?
So very stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a long week. A lot of overtime, a lot of work at, a lot of, you know, staying over at work and stuff like that. Just a lot of, yeah.
A lot of bullshit.
No, not really bullshit. Just, you know, things that needed to get done. People not being on time.
Yeah. Obviously someone was late.
A couple of, it happened a couple of times. We had one guy, or we had our truck that was extremely late on both Monday and Friday. Monday I had to stay over. Friday I was like, nope, I'm leaving at 1 o'clock.
I feel that. Whenever COVID first hit, Pepsi stopped coming whenever they were supposed to come and started giving us expired sodas and sodas we didn't need. Yeah.
Yeah.
That
would be weird.
It was pretty annoying. They wouldn't come for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. We wouldn't have any sodas. And then when they would come, it'd be all the shit we didn't need.
Well, I think what's interesting, we've noticed it, is say some of the bigger convenience stores will have an enormous amount of stock, for drinks or alcoholic beverages per se. But then when you go to, and Walmart has a pretty good amount of stock. You don't see a lot of space on their shelves.
Yeah.
There's a little bit, but not a lot. Not like there was there at the beginning. But then go to Kroger and there's still huge gaps in their product. And that's really weird to me because Kroger and Walmart, to me, are both two of the largest chains we have here.
Yeah.
And for Kroger not to be getting stock in is, that's just weird.
It is. It's, I don't understand why. I don't know if it's a Kroger thing or if it's a supplier thing, but.
I can find toilet paper. But I still cannot find half the time paper towels. There's still three to choose from.
At Kroger.
Yes.
But yeah, you go to Walmart.
And they're all there. What the?
So you got to think that it's not necessarily a stalker issue.
No, I don't believe it's a stalker issue because you can tell when their trucks come in because they've been in such a rush to get things out that their stock is out on the floor. They're out there actively putting it out.
Yeah.
And. But it's not the stuff that I need.
The thing is,
meat is still empty.
Is that we got to look at it because we have two Krogers within driving distance of us, just like we have two Walmarts.
Yes.
And we don't necessarily visit the other.
I don't know what the other Walmart looks like, but from what I've seen online, it's still a more pleasant Walmart to go to for one.
Well,
and
yeah.
They're not really missing anything.
Right.
We still can't find Clorox wipes anywhere, but.
Right. But then again, we don't know what the other Kroger looks like either.
No.
We've only been in there once or twice for a couple of things. We don't really go grocery shopping there.
This is true. And the difference is, though, that Kroger already has limited supply.
Yeah.
And so you don't see the same gaps because it's very small.
Yeah.
Whereas the big Kroger, you're like, I just wanted some Oscar Mayer meat.
The thing is there are certain things that are stocked and certain things that aren't. I get that they need to stock the essentials, food, paper towels, toilet paper, stuff like that. But we're starting to come up into, the holiday season.
Always.
Yeah. And so we went to Walmart and Target the other day, and there was the toy aisles are not stocked with new toys.
Still.
The merchandise aisles, the geek aisles, or the geek section.
Oh, that's been months. I mean, that's been since.
That's still the
right
same.
Right at the beginning of quarantine, we stopped seeing new product come in for the, the new shows, new fandoms.
Yeah. But we're also not seeing an influx of Halloween stuff.
No. I was actually made the comment today to the kids. I was like, you know, it's pretty bad when I go to the grocery store and I have more of a decoration selection here than I do at Walmart or Kroger or Target.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. What?
You can't give me Oscar Mayer meat, but you can give me decorations?
But it's not the ones that we use in our,
no,
you know, our display.
It's just more packed over there, but we're still not seeing costumes out.
No.
You know, like, my kids were like, I'm not wearing any.
I wonder if they're not going to, like, release any because the CDC said they don't.
Yeah, but we opened a Spirit of Halloween.
That's true. But they sell a lot of, like,
decorations and stuff like that.
They do, but they have
that.
A huge amount of.
Yeah. Which, costumes. I mean, we may have to, like, brave the COVID and go to Spirit of Halloween or Spirit Halloween.
Yes.
Because a lot of the decorations that I put out, they are the inexpensive ones, and I dress them up and stuff like that.
I mean, we kill them with blood.
Yeah.
We don't
blood,
make expensive.
Spider webs.
But I've not seen any, like, the masks that we use for our decorating.
Yeah.
I've not seen those out.
No, and that's one thing that's disappointing me, because I like to expand my mask collection for my heads on sticks. Every year, I like to get at least one, because inevitably one is going to dry rot
and die.
But if you don't have them out, I can't really do that. And I'm not going to go to the website to find that, because I like to physically put my hands on it,
make
see
sure
what
it's
I can
quality.
Do with it.
This isn't a fucking wish, guys.
Yeah. You know, see if it's quality, see if there's something that I can do with it. And it gives me ideas and inspires me to do things front yard, on the porch, and stuff like that.
Well, we like to go, and for the holidays especially, I like to, it's disheartening when I know that most of my shopping is going to have to be online, because I'm a shopper when it comes to, like, gifts or decorating. I want to look at it and hold it in my hands, or do I put it, you know, do I really like it? Is it as big as I thought it was going to be? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to have to do all of it online. I get it. It's COVID. I understand. It still sucks.
And the thing is we use Walmart for a lot of our exterior decorations.
Because they're inexpensive.
Yeah. But we use Target for a lot of our interior.
Yeah.
Because they're of nicer quality, and they fit the atmosphere of inside the house versus outside the house, because it's two different atmospheres. It's all death and gore and stuff outside.
Yeah.
And then inside, it's death and gore to a lesser extent.
It's Halloween-y inside. It's
yeah.
not cute, but it's not like my kids are going to have nightmares before they
no,
go to bed.
No, I don't have any, you know, blow-up dolls of, you know, Sam sitting out front.
Whatever. Shut up.
But I do have a bunch of spiders, and I am going to have a bunch of blood and...
And a body bag.
And a body bag.
Yeah.
Put them in a body bag. Yeah. Nobody knows what that's from.
So, exciting news.
Okay.
We have a new mascot.
Yes. I was going to get to that. Yes. Yes, we do. For Wiki Curiosity.
Yes. He has a pretty cool backstory.
He does. And he also has his own page now.
He does.
And if I can ever remember my password, I can set you as admin.
That'll be
so that
great.
You can, you know, post on it and stuff. But, you know, Facebook likes to say, that's not your password. And then I change my password. It's like, you can't use your previous password. Fuck off. You can't use your previous three passwords. Which fucking one is it? Fuck off.
I always like Facebook. It when I try to change the password and they say that. And then I'll be like, okay, well, what was the previous password? And they'll send it to me. And it's literally the password I started with when I had to say I need to change my password because I can't remember it. But I already typed it in.
Yeah. Yeah. Technology in my ass.
Very sorry.
I remember when passwords used to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I mean, I really use... it's probably
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It's probably not the safest thing, but...
Password for my luggage.
You know, I keep my password... Like, it's a usable one, because it's not one that's easy to like, just guess. But I try to keep that password in a two or three variation of it because I know myself. There's so many things now that you have to have passwords for. Like, number one, I don't have time to write it all down.
No.
So I use the same variation because I know I'll get at least two tries to put in the password, and so it's one of those.
Yeah.
But I can't. It's too much.
No. But his name is Ulysses.
Yes.
He is our mascot for Wookiee Curiosity Media. He's been hanging out with us for a little while. He showed up at the house. What was it? Friday is when he showed up at the house.
Friday.
And, you know, joined us for D&D. And, you know, he's just kind of stuck around. You know, he's been wandering the earth for, you know. He's
been playing with us for a bit electronically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been part of our D&D world for, what, 6 months?
Yeah, now he's here physically.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, he decided to, you know, join us and
with his presence.
So, you know, he has his own Facebook page, and we will share it to Wiki Curiosity Media and our personal pages and stuff like that when it gets all up and running. But, you know, he requested it so that he can show off his adventures here, you know, at the studios and at, you know.
Well, he's made pretty good friends with the kids, and they enjoy having him here, and
You know,
we're
used
to
him every once in a while, but that's what he does.
Yeah, we're used to having a house full, so it really, like, it's not a big deal having him here.
So, and he did mention that his brother will be coming to visit at some point, but his brother likes to hang out outside.
Oh.
So.
Well, we'll have to see. His brother will probably get drunk and bloody.
Yeah. His brother is totally different than he is. I mean, he's, you know, just kind of quiet, shy type. His brother is more of the outgoing type, from what he's told me. So, but he did help us with the sound check today.
He did. And if you want to see what he looks like, you know, just either look at my personal page if you're a friend, or go over and check out Wicked Curiosity Media's Facebook page. And he has made his picturesque debut.
Yeah. So, and, you know, if you're on our personal pages, you can see
everything. You can see everything.
Yeah. But you can see him hanging out with you Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
He was hanging out with me Saturday. And then Miss Angel got a little jealous of that.
But, yeah, I did, because he's my friend. And you know, you've done.
But he's all of our friends. But he's all of our friends now.
I don't have any friends. I just needed one.
But, you know, now he's our mascot. So, you know.
Can you put headphones on?
He's got some on in the picture that we took earlier.
Yeah. And, you know, when we have callers, we'll definitely get headphones on him so that he can
listen at least. He's not much of a talker, like I said, but.
He's not, but, you know, he will chime in every once in a while. So, he didn't get to see the movie with us.
He did not.
So, he wasn't here to watch it when we watched it, and then he was busy when Anne watched it earlier today, so. He's just going to sit in the studio and listen in today. You know, maybe we'll get him in on the Cinephiles and, you know, get his opinion on something if we have a Cinephiles this Wednesday. So we did not have a Cinephiles last Wednesday.
We didn't. We didn't really have any content to go with, and Dan was, you know, he was pretty exhausted from work, so.
Yeah, I think I actually went to bed early that night.
Yeah.
So,
which happens.
It does.
You know, we're getting old. We're like old radio people. And we have officially become the weird parents and whatever. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
So. But anyway. So, anything interesting this week?
Absolutely nothing. Nothing's happened at all.
Austin?
Nope.
No.
They really just had school all week.
So, I'm going to actually kind of tap into one of the other shows on our network. Because it kind of does follow along with what we do here in Behind the Screen. So, last week, Tuesday, you, Miss Angel,
yes,
had Fallen from Grace podcast.
I did.
And you were talking about Epstein and the Epstein flight logs and, you know, just everything that was going on with him and, you know, all the conspiracy theories behind it and all that. And it had come up, I don't remember who brought it up, because we had, you had Austin with you, and you had Ann, and you know, I came in at the last hour.
Yeah, you joined us, and it was actually a really good show.
It was. I don't remember who it was that brought up the Ricky Gervais.
I brought it up.
Right.
Austin found it.
Yeah. The Ricky Gervais monologue for the Golden Globes year.
Yes. And
it was 2020 monologues.
So when I found it, because I only saw like a mashup snippet of it. It was literally long enough to fit in that minute of TikTok.
Right.
Watching it, I was like, God damn.
So
I watched the whole thing. We too.
We watched it last night. We watched the unedited version last night. And so, sorry, I got distracted. You know, the girls were talking. So we watched it last night.
Yeah, you know how I feel. He calls us all girls.
He calls us all bitches. There's a difference.
That's very true.
But, so I watched it, and I'm going to tell you right now, if you have not seen it, damn.
Just look it up, because it's Ricky Gervais' Golden Globe speech.
Unedited.
Yes.
So I've been a fan of Ricky Gervais for a long time. He has a lot of the same views as I do on politics, religion, and people in general.
On top of the fact that he has zero fucks to give, he really doesn't care.
No.
He offends you.
He has zero filter, zero fucks. He lives his life. And he makes money doing it.
Say, like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. And so during the Golden Globe speech, he, in a sense, called out Hollywood. Like, just put him on
all of Hollywood.
Right there. And I was like, oh.
And I tried to warn them because I was like, there is a point in there where he opens his mouth and says some shit, and you're just like, what? Okay. He got you all. He caught you. And listen, I said at the end, I'm like, you know why he said all that? Because he's like, bitches, I ain't on the list. I don't give a fuck.
But the thing is, so I'm watching this, and I've seen some of the other interviews and stuff like that, and so I know what to expect from the guy.
Oh, yeah. It was just...
You know, he is a public figure.
You should
celebrity
always be the public figure.
That will put anybody and everybody on blast and not give a fuck.
Right. Well, I just thought it was really telling because of the climate in Hollywood right now and everything that's going on, and he just was like, cool, I'm going to go with it.
Yeah, I mean, he literally came out and said, you know what? In a roundabout way, he basically came out and said, this is the last time I'll ever be invited to one of these, the last time I'll host one of these. So I don't give a fuck.
Of shit, let's go.
Yeah, he was like, I don't give a fuck.
So boring.
What?
Like, there's so many other things that are interesting. Like, what is it? It's like the Oscars or something. Like, something where it's legitimate people wanting to earn movie stuff or, like, song stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's just people sitting around.
Like the VMAs and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just people sitting around getting Golden Globes, being like, ooh, you were a good actor this year.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh,
you
here's
had a lot
your
of money.
Trophy.
Yeah, here's your trophy.
It's 3 hours long.
It is.
Well,
the Oscars is,
it's
like,
actually longer. So I got an invite to the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
I did. I have it somewhere in storage.
That's awesome, actually.
Yeah. And I was super excited about it. I didn't go because I was poor. But it was cool to get the invite in the mail, to be one of the, like, bodies in the seats. Because it is not completely full of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have spots that are just random people set between to fill the seats.
To make it look full.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have to have certain attire. And they warn you, just like going to any showing of, like, sitcom. A sitcom is 30 minutes long. When you go to watch them make said sitcom, they warn you before you walk in the studio, go pee now, it is 6 hours. You cannot get up. You cannot move. You have to be in the audience.
You have to sit there for 6 hours. You can't do anything.
Now, at the Grammys, every 2 hours, they give you a break. If you got to go, you got to go. You got to, but you better move.
Yeah.
You better hope the line isn't long. But then you got to be back in your seat, because once they turn the cameras back on, you cannot be going to your seat. You have to already be sitting. And so where he says 3 hours, that bitch is probably 5 or 6 hours to edit out any bullshit that happens.
Yeah.
In case anybody gets sick, any screw-ups with their lines where they can start over, anything like that.
Okay, something good happened.
Oh, I heard the Godfather screaming from you. Oh, and there's the
yes! Sorry. Seattle's just a whole...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
But I will say, there could not have been a better host for this year, and I don't know who had the insight to put him behind the camera and the microphone, considering what's going on, and think that he was not going to pull some shit. I saw the joke you were talking about.
Yeah.
That was completely inappropriate, and I was like, oh, my God.
One of the only things that was
there. Oh, yeah.
It was like a
hairball.
It was like a solid 3 seconds of it that were censored.
Well, you should watch the uncensored.
Yeah. So the thing is, and this is, okay, so we need more public figures and more people like Ricky Gervais.
Well, public figures, though, because he's not from here.
No, he's not.
In the UK... is literally looking at our climate right now and saying, damn, like, we got your back if things go to shit, but you guys are in a world of hurt right now.
Yeah,
they got some, because I have the inside, because all I watch is, like, British people and people that don't give a fuck about their own government, because, you know, they're, like, 26 or something, and so they'll be like, oh, something just happened outside my doorstep the other day, and I'm like, oh no.
So there's an Irish guy on TikTok who is like, I don't know what he follows over there, but he literally posted one earlier today and I was watching it, and he was like, hey, America, we see you and we want you to know that literally the U.S. is working behind the scenes, because no matter who wins your upcoming election, shit is going to hit the fan, and we just need you to know that we are watching, and when it does, we will step in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel really weird about that, because it's never been like, we're going to step in on your territory.
It's always been the U.S. like, hey, we got your back, fam.
Right. Now,
you know,
like,
now
I'm
it's
a
like
scared, because people like, we have all these things in place.
Yeah.
And these divisions in place to step in. And I'm like, step in on what? Please stop coming here. I'm just going to stay in my house for another 6 months. Fuck you all.
So if I go out and buy an AR-15, you're okay with that now?
Like, I'm done.
It's really funny, because they still have the strongest Navy. We're about to all have ships.
It is a little scary to think about the climate that we are in right now, because I feel like it's been brewing, and it was a long time coming, because America is usually the one that's like, it's okay, we'll go and we'll help your country.
Right.
We are about to see a wave of hell. I really, truly believe it. Maybe not Tennessee, because we don't do it right here. We don't know how to do that. But in all the other states, maybe. Maybe not the Mormon states. I don't know. But maybe not where the Amish live either. Maybe not
they
the center
not.
Of America.
Not
but all the coastal areas. I feel like that's going to be bad. Nobody. Flood to the center. They're like, no, go away.
See, but I have to disagree with you.
It's been too
long. Honestly. Because
it's been too long before America's had a very, very large change, and I'm waiting for it to just go.
Yeah, I feel like war is probably going to happen.
The thing is okay. See, I'm.
It's human nature.
I really feel like it's going to happen. There's something brewing. I can feel it. Not only from the NATOs, because that has been brewing for a long time.
Right.
And they literally are just waiting for the door to open, flood.
And I get that. I do. But when we sit here and we talk about, like, a civil war, The thing is,
there's private government and tanks. There's going to be natives and horses.
I'm literally the patron and I. That's going to be me. I stole the tank, and you can't have it back. It's my house.
Yeah. All right. So, no, I did this check with the Godfather.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well,
do that tomorrow in 6 years. When you're
her voice is weird.
Okay, so after some technical difficulties and, you know, First Amendment censorship,
we are. See if this works. We cut off again. We won't get mad. Obviously, something's happening. I know internet has been super spot here.
Yeah.
And it just happens. And I also know that, unfortunately, sometimes Blog Talk just goes down.
Anyway,
so let's jump into this.
Let's get into why we are here.
Yes, because we are a movie show.
Yes. 15 minutes.
We can get written in
the politics.
Anyway.
We are in.
Tonight, Owl is my knee. Oh, all right. So tonight, we are talking about Gemini Man.
Yes.
It's, in the scheme of newer movies, it's an older movie. Came out last year. Released to the
just for whatever reason, whether it was like a at that time we had a cascade of movies that went out, we just didn't get a chance to watch this one.
We didn't get a chance to watch this one. It was on one of the side burners.
It wasn't right there
in front of me. It was.
I wanted to see it,
but it wasn't like watch special features and get everything about the movie then and there. Apparently, there was something else that came out that was more interesting for us that went by the wayside until it became free.
I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, here's the thing. We used to, once a week, we would go to the store. That was not an option.
No.
Nothing in the line. We didn't catch that. Three or four different ones from. We didn't catch anything.
Yeah. And then this one popped up on
Prime. Cool. I'm glad because I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
I do enjoy watching Will Smith in memes.
Yeah, I do too. He's